It's Monday, September 4th, and you're listening to Galaxy. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me on this very special, very first episode of Galaxy. My name is Cthulhu, I will be your host, and I do not think there's anyone more excited to be here with you today than I am, kicking off Galaxy. Today's episode, I'm going to keep fairly short and sweet. I want to introduce you to myself, as well as what to expect out of Galaxy, and I want to do a quick lightning firsts round to kick off our very first episode. So let's jump right to it, shall we? So like I said, my name is Cthulhu. Little bit about me. I am a graphic designer who brings my love and passion of all things pop culture and nerdiness to my work. I am a cat person with two very lovely cats, one of whom you may get to hear in the background at some point, as his least favorite thing is when I talk to other people. I got my start with nerd and pop culture at a very young age. Many of those things we're going to talk about in our first lightning round, so I cannot wait to share them with you. I wanted to start Galaxy because I am a frequent guest on Shane Miles' The Hero Protocol podcast. And Shane does an amazing job. He is an amazing host discussing all things comics and superheroes, which is actually a venue that I am not super familiar with. Yet he brought me on as a guest, and I received such amazing positive feedback from both Shane and his listeners that I decided I wanted to start my own podcast that would be a nice, safe, fun venue to talk about the topics I like and know a little bit more about and share my knowledge and passion with others. So the topics I really want to talk about and what you can expect out of Galaxy are going to be things like anime and manga, video games of all kinds, and toys. I am a huge toy collector, so being able to share that collection with all of you through this podcast, of course I will include picture links as well, is super exciting for me, as well as being able to discuss all of those other topics. Again, I just want to give a huge shout out to Shane and his listeners for bringing me to you and inspiring me to do this. Other things you can expect from Galaxy is just, I am going to bill it as a nerd life podcast, so expect a whole bunch of fun nerd stuff, including guests. I cannot wait to have guests in with me, and I'm sure you guys will love them as well. So let's jump right into our first lightning round. So there are a few topics I want to talk about, learn a little bit more about me, and kind of understand where my love for all of this comes from. So let's start with the first anime I ever watched. This is a fairly easy question. I grew up in the 90s, and my first anime ever was Sailor Moon. Now, did we call it anime back then? Absolutely not. To me, it was just another cartoon. But there is something so unique and special about it that Sailor Moon began to form who I became as an adult. It was my introductory to anime, and it was so kick-ass. Growing up in the 90s, there were so few inspirational female-fronted shows that I could have watched, and I'm so thankful that Sailor Moon was there, and I'm so thankful that now, you know, 20 years later, Sailor Moon is having a huge anniversary event, and they introduced a new series called Sailor Moon Crystal, and introduced Sailor Moon to an entire new generation of girls who can grow and be inspired by her in the same way I was. In the same vein, my first manga, actually, I wasn't exposed to any manga until I was in junior high school. I grew up in a very small town, and we didn't have a comic book store, and if we did, I wasn't aware of it. The only comic book store I knew growing up was in the next city over that was about 30 minutes up the highway. so we didn't go there very frequently. So in junior high, I met some friends with similar interest in anime and began exchanging, you know, our favorite things, and my friend introduced me to manga via Clamp's Chobits series, which he actually owned all of and lent to me, and I just devoured it. Clamp's artwork is so beautiful, and the Chobits story was just so unique to anything I had seen at that time that I fell in love instantly, and again, it opened a door to this entire realm that I had never been exposed to before. And it was exciting and exhilarating, and now there are certain series that I just, every week I have to read. First video game console. So, again, growing up in the 90s, I had one of two consoles growing up, and we were a Nintendo family, so my very first console that was actually around before I was even around was the Super Nintendo. So I grew up with our Super Nintendo. Tying into this question will also be my first video game, and my very first video game was Super Mario World, and I remember spending a lot of time playing that game with my dad growing up. And I'm sure a lot of kids who grew up in this 90s time frame will say the same thing. Super Mario World is a super important game to me because it was my first. My very first comic was a original Spider-Man anthology that was actually bought for my little brother as a kind of a road trip gift as we were moving to Europe, so it was a big book to occupy him while we were on the impossibly long flight to the Netherlands, where we were moving at the time. And that really solidified Spider-Man as my favorite superhero, and I will defend him till the day I die. I absolutely adore Spider-Man and Peter Parker, and I'm super thankful to have been introduced to him, not only via the original comic omnibus that we had, but also through the 90s cartoon. And tying in with cartoons, the first or most distinct cartoon I remember watching as a kid was Reboot. Now, Reboot is a Canadian-produced, fully 3D animated show, and it came out even before Toy Story came out, so it was the first real full 3D animation we had. And it was just such a kick-ass show. In the 90s, technology was still fairly young. Computers, home computers especially, were just starting to become a thing. And now we had this whole cartoon based around the lives of these characters who lived within the computer world. And it was so deep and inventive at the time. And even as a kid, you know, you watch it and you're laughing at the slapstick humor. But as an adult, you go back and watch it and realize that this cartoon is so deep and there's so many different, you know, puns you wouldn't have gotten as a kid. It is absolutely phenomenal. I know the first I want to talk about is the first toy in my collection. And this is one I actually had to mill over a little bit because I've been toy collecting for probably close to 7 years now at this point. So my collection isn't super old, but it's old enough that I really had to think about what my first toy was. And I want to say it was actually a Monster High doll, the set of the Werecat twins. And my story with Monster High is I was never a doll person as a kid. I did not ask for Barbies or dolls as a kid. I was never into them. And one day, as a young adult, I just walked into a Toys R Us randomly. I think I was probably killing time waiting for a bus. And I just happened to walk up the doll aisle and I saw the Monster High banner, and they were all very unique. Each character is inspired by a classic movie monster with some liberal modifications, of course, to make them more child-friendly. And the first doll I ever saw that really caught my eye was a character named Operetta, who is billed as the daughter of the Phantom of the Opera. And she is a rockabilly monster with victory rolls, and she plays guitar, and she was just so cool and unique. And it was, even as an adult, to have a doll that spoke to me was amazing, and I just instantly fell in love with the characters and the series. There's one last first I want to talk about, and that is my first nerdcore band. So nerdcore was a genre that when I first heard this artist, I wasn't really sure what to call him. And my first artist was MC Lars, and MC Lars came out and he was doing rap about really unconventional things, like literature and, you know, robots and video games. And to me, it was just such a cool, unique kind of sound as well as a topic, and I instantly fell in love and then discovered the rest of the nerdcore genre. And there are so many things that are encompassed with the nerdcore genre. Like, it's not just rappers rapping about you know, Edgar Allan Poe or Shakespeare. It's cover bands and unique interpretations of video game music and so many other things. And the community has just always been so welcoming and inviting. And it's just such a cool environment to be a part of. And new bands are popping up every day. And I'm so excited to hear all of them all the time. It is just amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to wrap up today's very first, very special episode of Galaxy right here. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed listening. I hope you learned a little bit about myself, Cthulhu, as well as about Galaxy in general, what we're going to cover in our time together. Thank you again to Shane and everyone who listens to the Hero Protocol for encouraging me to start my own podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope to see you next time. Shine bright. Bye-bye.